This whole Roundup glyphosate thing is not only contentious, but is being bombarded on TV by tele-law firms who are panhandling for victims. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Here's Zen Honeycutt, president and founder of Moms Across America, who claims glyphosate can be found in the urine of most Americans, addressing a bunch of farmers in Washington, D.C.
You want to believe these safety studies that show that glyphosate are not harmful, but the fact is these are the same people who made DDT and PCBs and Agent Orange who just want to make money.
Val Giddings, a senior analyst for Information Technology and Innovation Foundation.
If you are exposed to Roundup in any significant way, as some farm workers may actually be, then it may show up in your urine. But who cares? It's not toxic.
Then we hear from Carrie Gillum, an investigative journalist who has dedicated her career to unraveling the issue surrounding Roundup and glyphosate.
Val Giddings is quite well known as a favored friend, ally of the big chemical companies.
She claims he's on Monsanto's payroll. And now I constantly see ads while I'm watching the NHL playoffs from law firms, including the Onder Law Firm, saying that if I have lymphoma, call their 800 number, which I did.
Thank you for calling Onder Law. My name is Tony. How may I help you?
Wanted to know, if you've been exposed, do you have a lawsuit?
The most common side effect from regards to people that have had exposure to Roundup is either a diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or another blood cancer.
Contentious. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.